scheduling after today, the next week and a half or so of Shiurim will be put up from the last cycle, besides Lamed Aleph, which will be put up from the new Shiur given, and Be'ez Hashem will pick up again live here right after Shabbos HaGadol, Be'ez Hashem, in a week and a half or so. And Be'ez Hashem, also thank everyone for their cooperation with the with our building campaign. Feel free to visit the website again, nofehashemesh.com, to donate, and to all of the other social media out there that has the connections, the Facebook and the all the other ones that have the connections to the shul. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Chav Dalet Amid Beis, we are in the sugyas of Shein V'ayin. As we know, one of the ways that an Eved Kanani goes free is Shein V'ayin, and we discussed the details of not only Shein V'ayin, but any limb that is galui, any min mum that the Gemara tried to say, well, it said Einan Chozrin, it doesn't regenerate. The Gemara tried to say Batamei Malachto, we rejected that one. And we had the limudim related. Then we talked about what about sound itself, without touching the ear or the eye, but damaging it. So now we have some more details related to that. Tana Rabbanan, about the fifth to last skinny line on Chav Dalet Amibes. Tana Rabbanan, Hiko al Eino Vikasa, al Shino Vinadada. We need the last Yeradeh, Shalom Advav, in a minute. Be'ez Hashem, says the Gemara, if somebody, he hits the eye, but doesn't blind the person totally, but kasa weakens the eye. Al shino v'nadada. Or he hits the tooth and shakes and causes it to become shaky. So, im yacholish tamish ben achshav, if it's still usable, basically usable as it was, the vision and the ability to grind with the teeth, ein eved yotze ben lecheiros. So the eved does not go free. That's not called yitzia of shein v'ayin. But v'im lav eved yotze ben lecheiros. But if not, the eved will go free, because even if it's not removed, if it has become unusable, and the sense that is supposed to be gotten from that limb is not, you're not able to use it, so therefore it's considered a yitzia, and the eved goes free. Tanya idach, also, harishaisa eino kehuya visima. What if he already, the eved already does not see so well? He already has a weak eye, and then the adon just finished off the job, Rachmana Litzlan, right, visima, and he ultimately fully blinded him. Shino neduda vipila. The tooth was already loose, and vihipila, and he knocked it out. So instead of going, as the first brisa, from totally healthy to making him not healthy, this is going from not healthy, making him totally not there. So, im yachol lishtamish ben kfar, if there was usage beforehand, even though it was dimmer and weaker, but if there was usage, eved yotz men lecheira, so then the eved goes free, and it's considered a yitzia, because you the adon did affect the usage, v'im lav, but if not, ein eved yotze mem lecheiros. But if it did not affect the usability of the limb, so then the eved doesn't go free. Why? Because it already wasn't so usable beforehand, and therefore the eved would not go free. The Shita Lod Lamid discusses here what happens if there is some type of vision, like what does it mean that it was weakened? What about if you go, Rachman al-Islan, if somebody is somewhere in between, they're not mamish blind, but they're able to see colors. So is that considered visible something, and then they're not able to see anything? No changes of light or anything. So he discusses that here with all the details of blindness. Rachman al-Islan, the Shita Lod Lamid relates to that right here. But the Gemara says the Tzricha, you need both brises, both the first brisa that says if it goes from totally healthy to not so usable, it has an effect, David is Yosef Lecherus, and also if it is somewhat usable but it's still weak, and then it he is made totally blind or not able to use his tooth, that also goes free. V'tzricha, you need both. De'iyash minan ha'kamaisa, because if you only had the first one, mishum de'me'i karano or barya v'ashan or kechisha, because you might have thought that only there the eved goes free, is because he starts off healthy. He starts off perfect. And then it gets weaker, so that's where the eved would go free. Aval hacha de'me'i karanami nor kechisha, but in the second brisa, we already starts off being weak anyway, same alo. Even though there's an effect, maybe there's no yitzia of Shein V'ayin, because it has to start off strong. The ESP, so Kamash Balan, you have the second brisa. The ESP, and ha, and if you only have the first brisa, the second brisa, ha mishun de sami legamre. Maybe there the eved goes free is because he ends up totally being blind. And that's why you would go free. Aval hasam de lo sami legamri, but in the first price, so where he has a strong effect, but it didn't make him totally blind, say him alo, maybe he wouldn't go free, tzricha, that's why you need both prices. Interesting. The prices, you need both. Why? Because you might have thought you go by just the beginning point, he has to be totally healthy. You might have thought you go by only the ending point, he has to be totally blind. So Kamash Malan is neither of those are true. Right? He doesn't have to be totally healthy to start, he doesn't have to be totally blind to end off, as long as there was a serious effect on the vision in either side of going from totally healthy or ending up totally blind, that itself is enough for a Yitzia. Good. Tana Rabbana, we continue. The next brisa says, Hari Shahaya Rabo Rofe. What if the master is a doctor? The Amar Lo Lichalo Eino. And the Eved says, to do something to his eye, you know, to heal it in some way, and he's putting some type of eye gauze or cream, v'siman, by mistake, he blinded him, Rachmana Litzlan, lach de lo shino v'pilo, or what if he was a dentist, and he's trying to get his tooth, to fix something with his tooth, and he knocked the tooth out. Says the Brisa, machlokas, sichek ba'adon v'yotza l'cheiros. The Tanakama says, he also goes free, meaning even without kavana to be motzi, still, the reality is that the Eved Kanani goes free in that case. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, no, v'shichasa. He destroys it. Achi is kavin l'shachasa. It has to be kavana to destroy. And if you don't have that, so then it does not go free. V'rabbanan hai v'shichasa mai avdile. What about the Tanakama, who says even without the kavana l'hashchis, he goes free. So what do they do with the limitation pasuk of v'shichasa? Miboyle, look at the Tanya. They use it for the following brisa, the following shita, Reb Elazar Omer, harishahoshi yadolo me'ai shifchaso. What if he is trying to help the shifcha have a baby? And v'sima ubar shibet me'eha, and by mistake, we're trying to get the baby out, he blinds the ubar inside, pata. That's a case of tour. That's beyond the case of just heal, of the doctor. Why? That is excluded by b'shichasa, my taima, d'amar krav, b'shichasa, achi echavein, l'shachasa. So how is that more excluded than the other case? So the Rishonim here discuss. Tosfos says, hashta mashma, Tosfos dira maschel miboi, hashta mashma de l'kula yalma, de k'shlom eskavin la'ayin pater. Right? You see from this Gemara, this case of the trying to get the ubar out, that if it's for sure, not even, there's no kavana even for the eye. There's no kavana at all. It's not just in the case where you kavana for the eye, but you didn't mean to hurt the eye. So that's where the Tanakama says that he still goes free. But in the case of the ubar, he has no kavana for the eye. Just, he can't even see. He's sticking his hand in. So that's where there's going to be a ptur. So all the Rishonim, including starting here with Tosfos, asks, how does this fit with the Gemara and Baba Kama? Ketzer HaRagel, we know the rule is Adam Muad La'olam. The Gemara in Mishnah says in Baba Kama that whatever a person does, he's going to be chayav for. And the Gemara gives the example where somebody is sleeping and they have a rock on their chest. And then they wake up and they never knew about it. And the rock falls and it hits and it knocks off out the tooth of an Eved. That's also included in the Machlokas Rebbe Shmuel of Rabbanan. The Gemara says there. So there's no kavana. So why over there would we say that's related to the Machlokas Rebbe Shmuel Gamliel and the Rabbanan over there, while here you'd be Pater? So the Gemara says, Tosfos says, V'yesh lomar d'shayni hacha, d'ika tatila tivusa. Here is even more of a Pater. Not only is there no kavana lahashchis, but you have kavana to help. That's why it's going to be excluded from Yitzia. The shiny hacha di katati lativusa shum iskavin latova vilo niskavin laayin klau. Two good things that take it away from the lahashchis standard, and that's why the Eved's not going to go free. Avalahida hasam, but over there where just the rock falls off his chest, havidumya lechalo ayin v'simut, like this case, where you don't have kavana to be mashchis, but you did an action. It's not weighted on the other side. De'ika chad l'tivusa. Sheniskavin l'rapos. Over here, you have one good kavana. Kavana to be refuah. Chad l'reyusa. Sheniskavin l'ayin. And there you have niskavin l'ayin. Over there, the case of the rock on the chest, you don't have kavana l'rapos. Right? And you don't have kavana, but you don't have kavana the l'tivusa. It's not that you don't have kavana l'hashchus there either. But you don't have kavana l'tivusa, and therefore Tosfos says it's not going to be excluded from the Yitzhiya. The Shita Lanod Lami also discusses this as well here. What's the difference between our case and Bava Kama and this case? And he says it's even more of an ones in our case of the Ubar, more than even the rock falling off of the chest. That's the chiddush of Adamur La'olam. If somebody, there's a rock, and that's even, right, there's a machlokas, Tosfos and the Ramban, that's what we'll talk about next year. Tosfos and machlokas in Bava Kama, about Adamur La'olam. What about Onis Gomer Mamish? Get machlokas, we'll have to, Hashem get to. But he alludes to that here. But the case of the rock falling off the chest, that's not Onis Gomer. Right, he's going to be chayim for that. Hoshin yado lemei shivchaso anus gomeru to lohavi mati leizdahur. It's impossible to be mizdaher if somebody is sleeping and he has a rock on him. Okay, you should have noticed. Should have noticed before you moved. But over here, there's no way to do anything. He's sticking his hand inside pre ultrasound or pre having other type of laparoscopic mirrors, whatever would be involved. So it's impossible. So therefore, that's why here it would be excluded, and it is more related to anus than it is in the other cases. Just finishing up the last line of this brisa of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "V'idach." What about the second opinion, the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel? What does he say? How does he exclude the case of ubar? Mivashicha shichas anafka. V'idach shicha shichas alo darish. The Tanakhama doesn't darshan that to teach us two things, just one, and that's why you just exclude the case of the ubar and not the case of the rofe. Right, we know big discussion in halacha, Gemara Bava Kama and elsewhere, that there is a mitzvah of refuah. Right, the Gemara says in Bava Kama in the eighth parak, "Verapo yirape mikan shenita rishus l'rofe l'rapo." There is a rishus to pi merape. My father likes to point out that the Rambam does not quote that makar as the refuah source. That being a doctor, chiyuv to be merape mikan shenita rishus l'rofe l'rapo. But he quotes the Rambam. The Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos and Nedarim quotes the source of hashavas aveda. Just like you have to return somebody's lost item, so returning somebody's health. Fashiv Osolo, that's the source for refuah. Either way, two sources in the Torah, but the Shulchan Aruch quotes at the end of Yeridea in Shin Lamed Vav, the Gemara in Bava Kama. Nitna HaTorah Rishus L'Rofi L'Rapos. U Mitzvahi, U Bechlapi Koach Nefeshu. To heal someone. Again, obviously for a doctor, but one might say this is even for, let's say, a parent helping the child feel better. That's also a little kiyum of fulfilling this. Keep in mind that the other Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, an unknown Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch says at the end of the second chelik of the Mishnah Berurah that before somebody takes medicine, there's a special yiratzon to say. Before somebody is make his dam, bloodless, and the Mefarshim say it applies to any type of refuah. They would just say, yiratzon, yiratzon afanecha, she'esek zeh li l'refuah, ki rofei chinam ata, right, but that this should be l'refuah. We should always recognize before we take some Advil that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is in charge of my feeling better. Either way, the Shulchan Aruch says here in Yoredeh Shin Lamed Vav, that there is a reshus l'rofi l'rapos v'imoneh atzmar is a shofech damim. If somebody's in the position to heal and they don't, so it is as if they're shofech damim. V'yafilu yesh lo mishi rapenu, even if there's another person there. Shalom min akol adam zochelis rapos. Who knows if you're going to be the one that's going to be the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? You have to do your best to be able. And all the details are discussed here where the chizuk is given, though, even though it's scary, you should try to do it. That'd be the best doctor that you could be. Bechulu. That's the Yoredeah, Shin Lamed Vav. And that's what the Adon was trying to do here with the Eved. He was trying to heal him. Okay, Amar Rav Sheshes, three lines from the bottom. Hare Shaisa Eino Simuya V'chatata. What if the Eved was already blind? And what he did was, he somehow took the eye, knocked the eye out of its socket. Eved Yosef Ben Lecheres, that also goes. Even though there's no usage, the physical removal is enough. My Taima Mechusar Everhu. You have made him, the Adon has made him lacking a limb, and that has halachic significance. Where do we see it as halachic significance? From the following. Betanatuna. Another brisa says, Thomas v'zichras b'behemo vein Thomas v'zichras b'ofos. We know a halacha in Kadshim, every animal has to be a tam to be able to be hukar v'gabi ha-mizbeach. But birds do not have the halacha of tam and balmum. What do they have? They have the halacha of Mechuser Eiver, as we will see in a second, missing a limb. Having a blemish does not apply to birds, but missing a limb does. That's what it says here. There's no Thomas and Zachris Ba'ofos. Yachol Yavsha Gapa. You might think even if the wing totally dries up, Nikta Aragla, its leg gets cut off. Nektata Eina, that's the important one for us. Tabalomar Min Ha'of Velo Kal Ha'of. So there is still an exclusion by birds, including Mechuser Eiver, right? And that's what you have here, included. And the Rashba says here, the interesting one is the bird, the wing, right? The wing, when the wing is still there, but it's just not usable, the bird can't fly. That's still considered Mechuser Eiver. Why? The Rashba here quotes the Ravid. Afal pisha dayin mechubar begufo, Mechuser Eiver mikri, kivan shekal kocho shel of, Bichnafav. V'yavshu. His whole mahus is to fly. V'of yofef. That's the whole mahus of a bird. If a bird can't fly, it's not a bird. And halachically, it's as if the wing is not there and its whole mahus is removed. Because that's how we are defined, right? Sometimes beings are defined by what they do, not just what they are, right? How are people defined? According to the Kuzari, medaber. Right, we're not just defined as anything. That's what we do. We talk, which reflects intellect, but that's what makes us unique. And therefore, if a person is not a medaber, then he loses part of his mahus. Loses part of his mahus to be able not to express himself. Right, that's the Rashba right here. The message we can learn from this Ravid about the mahus of the bird is the wing. And therefore, if he doesn't have usage of it, then it's a problem. The Avnei Nezer, interestingly, uses this Gemara in a halachic context. In the first tshuva, in the Sacha Shavar, first tshuva of the Avnei Nezer, page Aleph, Simon Aleph, Arachayim, he discusses, Tafresh Nun Vav, right, 1896, a tshuva, he wrote this on Erev Shabbos Kodesh, a person, Rachmano Litzlan, his left arm was totally dried up, paralyzed, not usable, doesn't feel needles going into the arm. What does he do for tefillin? What does he do for tefillin? Can he still, and he's a righty. So we know, we paskin, that if you put tefillin on the wrong arm, so then you are not yod to the mitzvah. You can't just switch arms. And if somebody is an onus, they're an onus. So the question is there a chiyuv of tefillin here? Is it ki'ilu mechuser eiver? That's what he talks about. Just like a wing of a bird totally dried up is mechuser eiver. What about the person? He says, "Devar ha'ish sheyado asmalit achaz taruach shekorin luft, ve'ein bo shum hergish mi'akitzas machat, va'arofim amru no ashlo machlato, ma'yase banachas filin, ve'chitem ha'maisi ad kiddushin chavdalid, yav shagapa chazem mechuser eiver mid'pasul ba'of." So maybe you should quote our Gemara, umistapik, but I'm not sure. Ulai gam yad kayotzebo. Do you compare the yad uve ma'isli divrei rashba b'shem arayvid that we just quoted? Right, 100 years ago, they also learned the same Rashba. Lididi pashut, he said, no, I can't compare. Dafka ba'of, dishmo, as we just explained. Dishmo al shem afifa, kidechsiv ba'of ya'ofef, al kein chashiv kol kocho begapav. A bird who loses his ability to fly, that's not a bird anymore. That's considered mechuser eiver. But a person? A person can be just as well of a person without an arm. Right, that doesn't define who the person is. Right, that's different. And therefore, he says in this case, I do not think you can have a comparison. And then he quotes, what about the Yerushalmi? What Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi at the beginning of Lulav HaGazel, which is also quoted there in the Rishonim, that you're not allowed to use a Lulav Yavesh, a totally dried out Lulav. Why? Because a Lulav Yavesh, the Yerushalmi says, Lo HaMesim Yahalaluka. Right? If one is dead, you can't praise God. And a Lulav Yavesh is considered Mace. So maybe here too, a Yavesh arm. So he says, no, I don't think you can compare that to either. And therefore, the Maskani Paskin, do you put it on the arm? You put it on that arm. Ki aniyat filin v'smol kachol adam. And that is what is done in that case. The first few tshuvas there in Avnei Nezer are all about filin. Okay, we didn't even get to today's daf yet. Says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi Amar Rav. Haysalo yaseres v'chatacha. What happens if the Eved has an extra finger? Extra finger. Sometimes people are born with extra finger. Eved Yotze Ben Lecheres. And Eved goes free in that case, even though it's an extra finger, and he's left with 10. Amar Rav Huna, Behushin is Peres, Al Gav HaYad. as long as it is nisperes, as long as it can be counted when it's on there, when he sticks out his fingers, it's counted with the other fingers. One of my children was born with a tiny little extra finger coming out of one of the other fingers, but it was facing the other way. They when he was a year old, they removed it. But it was, I don't know if you would call that nisperes al gav hayad. It was sticking out the other way on the side. And the, wasn't mamish a finger, but it was enough, a little etzem and a little, fingernail. But that's yeseres v'chatacha, right? But in this case, the nafgamina would be nisperes al gav hayad or not. Weiter. Savi d'nizuni zune lo asi l'perke d'Rav Chisda. The elders of Nizune did not come to the shia that Rav Chisda gave. Amalele Rav Hamnuna. Zil tsan inhu. Rav Chisda got upset. He said to Rav Hamnuna, go put them in cherim. Wow. Somebody not coming to shear. That's a serious punishment. What is san inhu? From the word sanua, hiding. Because when somebody is in cherim, so then they have to be separated. Rashi. Amar aleam lehisager, v'leshe babayit, v'zelosho nidu, l'tamen chacham. Right? Maybe they were great people, and they're not coming, that causes others not to come. That's what the Ben Yehoyada suggests, right? We're talking about Rav Chisda here, not talking about somebody just out for their coven. And Rav Chisda says it must be that if the Ame Haaretz saw that these people didn't take the rabbi shear properly, they're not going to come either. Lamishim coven mevakish lakavanas l'shem shamayim b'shul amad da'ara she'uz reason v'regilin v'nisaron l'vol l'perka kasha yiru she'gam tamid chachamim b'om l'perka v'yikul kavachomer la'atzvam. So that's why he got upset. So what happened? So Rav Hamnuna goes to find them. Azal amar lu my time alas rabban l'perka. Why didn't you come to shear? Amar lei hamay nesi. Why should we come to shear? Debeinan bine milsa v'lo pasha one. We ask him questions. He never answers our questions. Never answers our questions. We're not interested. That's what we're talking about here. He didn't answer. Why didn't he answer their questions? And why would that be a reason not to come to shear? Let's finish the story, and then Beshem will come back. Amar Lahu says Rav Hamnuna to them, Mi ba'isu minay midi v'lo pashitna lahu. Did you ever ask me a question and not an answer? So what does that mean? They're not bothered about Rav Hamnuna. They're bothered about Rav Chisda. So how does Rav Hamnuna's answer help? Oh, ask me. Keep that in mind. Let's continue. So they asked, okay, this is our question relating to our sugi here. Evish asir so rabo bebeit simahu. We know that the requirement for a yashen va'ayin and any limb that the evid goes free for has to be a revealed, a nikar from the outside limb. So what about beitzim of a man? So is that considered nikar or is that considered mechusa? Because it is something that is nikar on the outside, but it is also mechusa in the special sack HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. So mahu, kemumsha begalui dami olo. That's the shaila. How do you understand that part of the body? So Lavi Biyade, Rav Hamnuna did not have the answer. Amrulei, so they say, Mashemcha, what's your name? Amalu Hamnuna. My name is Hamnuna. They didn't know his name. Amrulo, Amrulei, Lav Hamnuna Ela Karnuna. They insulted him. They called him Karnuna. What's Karnuna? Rashi says from the word Yoshve Kronos. Right? You didn't know the answer to this question? Yoshve Kronos, or Tosfos says, is from the word Tosfos quotes Rashi and then says, quotes Rabbeinu Hananel, is from the word Cham Nuna, a hot fish. Right, Nuna in Aramaic is a fish. Cham Nuna, or maybe it's Kar Nuna, right, a cold fish. Cold fish, hot fish, some type of insult that they were saying to him. The Ritva here quotes Rashi Pshat about Yoshve Kronos, and he says, Kashik Sas, Ma'ini Kar Nuna, Itzel Ham Nuna. Isn't it different words? Venerali ki hamnuna lashon yateid ne'eman bebeis hamedrash v'hefach karnuna. He's saying they're not saying that's his name. Hamnun is like ne'eman. He's ne'eman of the beis medrash. He's the peg in the beis medrash. But it doesn't seem that way because you can't give us an answer to this question. So again, these elders of Nizonia don't seem to be making a good name for themselves here on the simple level. Either way, let's continue the story. First, Asa l'kamei d'Rav Chisda. So Rav Hamnuna comes back to Rav Chisda and tells him what happened. So Amar Lei, Rav Chisda says, Masnisa boy minach. They're just asking you a brisa. And that's why they got upset. Maybe they heard of this brisa, and they wanted you to relate it to them. Titznan. Why? Because the Mishnah, and then we'll have the brisa about the Mishnah. The Mishnah Maseches Nega'im tells us, Esrim ba'arba Rashi Yivarim sheba Adam kulam ein metame mishamichya. Rashi quoted this Mishnah yesterday's daf, I think. 24 Rashi Yivarim cannot be mitame mishamichya, meaning if there is a tzara'as spot on any of these parts of the body, it's not called tzara'as. Why? Because the special din, you have to be able to see the tzara'as all at once. So let's say if the tzara'as is on my nose or on my finger, so there's a slope. You can't see the spot all on one flat surface. That's why all of these spots are excluded from being metame mishum tzaras. So it's all the parts of the body that are pointy or slanted. Ve'lem rashi etzbos, yadayim v'raglayim, the fingers, the toes, v'rashi aznayim, the ears, v'rashi achotem, v'rosh ha'gevia, v'rashi dadim sheva isha. Right, all the parts of the body that are slanted. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Avshabesh. Rabbi Yehuda says even the chest of a man is somewhat slanted, and therefore that would be included. Remember that Gemara in Shabbos about the man whose wife died in labor and he didn't have anybody to nurse his child, and the Gemara says there that somehow he was able to lactate and nurse his child. And there's a Machlokas Amoran there. One says, what an awesome miracle. And the other Amora says, how disgusting of a miracle. Right, there's Machlokas there, the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. But either way, this is about the physical anatomy of a man. V'tani Allah, and the Braisa related to the Mishnah about Nega'im extends this from Hilchas Saras to Hilchas Yitziyah Be'evet. Bekulam Eved Yotze Be'em Lecheiris. These Rashi Evarim, these points of limbs, so not only are they important for Hilchas Saras, but also the Eved goes out free with all of these. Rebbe Omer in the Braisa Afasiris. Also, if an Adon is Misaris, his Eved, somehow, Rachman al-Itzlan, affects his reproductive organs, so then he also goes free. And Benazi Omer Afalasho, Benazi says also the tongue. Also affecting the tongue, so let's talk about each one of these. Soon, you know what, let's just hold off for, you know, we didn't get to the proof yet, so let's continue. Omer Mar, this is all Rav Chista still talking. Rav Chista is still talking. Rebbe Omer Afasiris, Sirus Demai. What Sirus are we talking about? How did he affect his reproductive organs? Ilem Asiris Degid, if it's the Sirus of the Ever HaZachar, Hainu Gevia, that's already listed in the Braisa. It says Rosh HaGevia. So it can't be that part of the anatomy. El Olav Sirus Debatesim. It must be our Shiloh. Sirus Debatesim. So it is considered Nikar, even though it is covered up in the body. So that's the raya that you, Rav Hamnuna, could have brought them, that an Eved does go free for that. Stop there for a moment. First, just a detail on this last line, the Makneh. The Makneh here discusses Sirus. Isn't Sirus an Isser D'Oraisa you're going to get Malkus for? So if he's going to get Malkus for, is the Eved still going to go free? Is that like Loke Umishalem? If somebody is Misares, right, so that's a problem. Says the Makne, Nirlani is Daiti, to call Sirus Dishmaitzin, the Pligi, Rabbi Yochanan, Rebbe Rabbanan Bebraisa, Lav Besirus David Maisahu. It can't be the type of Sirus where there's a physical mutilation, because then there's going to be Malkus, and then there's going to run into Kimle Bedravimene problems. The case here must be there was some type of Sirus Shalo Al Yedei Maisa, Shehoshivo Besheleg, O Bemayim, Achebitel Mimenu Evari Atashmish. Somehow you indirectly, maybe you gave him some medicine also, directly cause an impotence in that part of the body. Right, so he gets just in terms of that detail that you wouldn't be chayv. But let's get back to the main part of the story, and that is, how did it help that Rav Hamnuna said to them, "Well, did you ever ask me?" They're bothered by Rav Chisda. Number two, why didn't Rav Chisda answer them? Number three, why were they so upset? Their Rav Chisda didn't answer their questions. Maybe he was busy. Why was he so upset? Says the Ben Yoyada here. He gives us an insight to the story, which answers all the questions. Says, V'nira li b'siyata d'shmaya, as he always does. D'Rav Hamnuna haya miturgaman shel Rav Chisda b'pirka. Rav Hamnuna was the miturgaman. As we know, every great rabbi couldn't speak so loudly. He told his miturgaman, who acted as his microphone, as we had, as comes up in the Gemara every so often. V'hem ikpidu al Rav Chisda al asher shoem lo ezid dvar halacha hu meishav lem b'kitzer asur o mutter. Hain Olav. Right, what happened? They used to ask him questions, and he gave him an answer without giving explanation. Veinu mafari lohem motzei adin. He didn't tell them the whole source. Lama amar asur, lama hayamutter. And when do you not give reasons for psakim? V'kasha lam davar zeh. De'enodin kain ela im ame haaretz. Lomar lo b'kitzer asur mutter. People who can't understand the halacha, they just want to know, rabbi, tell me what to do. Just give me the answer. I don't need all the lamdas. Just tell me. But if there's a lamda that asks a question, oh, they want to know, oh, really? Is this Ben Yomo? Is this this? What's your svara? So sometimes the rabbi will say, this is my inclination based on these sources. But Avol HaTamar Chacham Tzorach Lomar Lo Gamkin Makar Adin Mehecha Mashva Dasar Umutar. And that's why they said, that, oh, he doesn't give us the answers. He thinks that we're Amaratzim. We're not coming. That's why they didn't come to the shir. Maybe he'll give him the answer. He won't explain it, so it'll be embarrassing for them. Because people will see that Rav Chisda doesn't give him the explanation, and therefore he's treating them as Amei Aretz. And that's why they didn't come. It wasn't like they were so anti. So Rav Hamnuna says to them, I'll give you the answer. Rav Chisda is busy, he's the great rabbi, but I'm his Maturgamon. So don't worry, it's not going to be embarrassing. I'll give you the answer. Even if he doesn't tell me the reason, I'll say the reason. And everybody will realize that it's okay. So then they asked him the question, and then they said, okay, what good are you going to be? Right? You're not going to be able to give us the right answer anyway. So that could be the continuation of the conversation between them. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. We are on the second wide line. Rabbi Omer Afa Siris. So Rabbi added on Siris to the reasons that it ever goes free. The Rabbi Lashon Lo, but he doesn't agree to the other addition of Ben Azai, that the tongue, he doesn't agree to that. V'raminu, but he has to. We has to Stira. Hari Misha Haya Mazeh. Totally different context. We're talking about the Hazah of the Paraduma. Right, Parshas Para. The Hazar of the Paraduma, you have to get sprinkled twice during the week after becoming Tamei Meis, but it has to be sprinkled onto a revealed part of the body. So what's called the revealed part of the body? What if it goes onto the mouth? Rabbi Omer Hiza, Bacham Omer Lo Hiza. Rabbi says it's good. The mouth is considered revealed. So what does the mouth mean? My lav alashono, isn't the machlokas between them the tongue? And you see, Rebbe then says the tongue is considered nikar and nigle. So if it's nigle for paraduma, it should be nigle for yitzia leaven. So the Gemara says, lo asfasa. No, it's talking about his lips. Asfasa, pshita, lips are obvious. Lips are revealed. No, ma'o detema zimna techalim sif svase. You might think that sometimes a person purses his lips and puts them underneath and inside. Kamash malan. Kamash malan. No, Rebbe says it's enough to be revealed outside. And that's why it is talking about the lips, no raya, that Rebbe says anything about the tongue. Until now. V'otanya alashono, but the price is the favorite the lashon is included. V'otanya, and also another brisa, in a totally different context. Okay, we have so many areas of halacha where a nikar, an idea of nikar exists. Here's another one. V'shenita rav alashon, talking about a balmum of an animal. If most of the tongue is removed, that's a balmum. Rebbe Omer, Rov Hamidaber Shebel Shono. Not the most of the tongue, but most of the part of the Midaber part of the tongue. What does that mean? Rashi explains. The part of the tongue that is not connected to the mouth. So that, because part of the tongue is connected, and the other part is not. So the majority of the part that's not connected, if that's removed, so then it's already a Balmum. But either way you see from here, you can't have a Balmum inside an animal. So this is a balmum. So you see, Rebbe holds that a tongue is a mum. So the Gemara says you're right. Ela Rebbe Omer. We'll get back to that line of Medaber. But let's just continue. Ela Rebbe Omer Sirus Falomi Boy Lashon. You're right. Rebbe says both Sirus and Lashon are included. Uben Azay Omer Lashon Alva Sirus Lo. But Ben Azay only thinks Lashon, but not Sirus. He argues on the Beitzim line before. Umay Af. What do you mean? What does Ben Azay mean by saying also then Akamaisa on the 24? Also, Lashon. Ihachi nikdeme de Benazai Beresha. So why do you put Benazai first? If Benazai is just adding on one, and Rebbe is adding on two. Tana shamalu de Rebbe Vakava. The Tana heard Rebbe's statement first, related to the Mishnah, so he put it first. Vishamalu de Benazai, and then he heard Benazai's. Vitani, and then he learned that. Umishnah lo zazimim koma. He didn't want to undo the structure that he had in the Mishnah. Stop there for a minute. 2 points. Two important lines in Rashi right here. First of all, Rashi says, we're talking about the tongue of an animal, and we're saying the rov hamedaber. An animal is not a medaber. Look at the last few skinny lines in Rashi. De afagav de dibor bebehema lo shaycha. Even though we can't talk about dibor, kari le medaber, hovu hu hamedaber belashana adam. But still the tongue is the medaber in people, and therefore you can still talk about the tongue being the medaber and the rova medaber in animals as well. And of course, this highlights the Kuzari that we just mentioned earlier, that the four levels of being, Domeim Someach, Chai, Medaber. Medaber is what defines us. That could be what's bothering Rashi even more, right? It's not just that the animals don't do it, but this is what makes people unique. Kabash Bolan is just using it as a way of expressing an idea. The Chafetz Chaim talks about this at length as well. We mentioned this years ago in the Parsha Shir, in Parshas Brachos, on the Unkelis, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Zayin, Vatihi la'adam, Vayhi ha'adam la'nefesh chaya, Ruach mimalala. Unkelis translates nefesh chaya as the talking spirit. That is what makes us unique, says the Chafetz Chaim. Ki kol ha'pe'ulo sh'adam oseh be'evarav. Usually, think about how easy it is to talk. Says the Chafetz Chaim, usually you do something, you have to think about it, it has to go from the brain to the body, to the, you fulfill the thoughts of the brain, and you move your body. If you don't focus on it, lo daisha pula shetia garua, as we said before, right? You get up and a rock falls off the chest. Or if somebody's banging in a nail, they don't focus for a second, boom! Can smash your finger! Right? You have to be so focused by doing any other action. All of a sudden, it comes to speech, we don't have to do anything. It's so easy! Even though, it's not so easy. Even though we have to think about what we're going to say, we have to enunciate, we have to verbalize. Rahman al-Islan, just talking to somebody who can't speak properly. Let's say somebody talking to somebody who has a stutter. It's not so natural to be able to speak. Even if I have an idea I want to express, to be able to express it is not so simple. Even if I'm trying very hard. And Moshe Rabbeinu maybe had that, according to one of the Pshatim. That's exactly what he had. But again, the Chafetz Chaim says, for most people, for healthy people out there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a tremendous gift. And you don't even have to think about it so much before one does it. And does it come from the tongue and the teeth and the mouth and the lips? Well, that's the maila and the gift of being a medaber. And we just have to guard that, because he points out that we have two guards also. We have the teeth, we have the mouth, to make sure that we don't come out with words that are not appropriate. One Rashi. The other one in line in Rashi is on the last line of the Gemara. He didn't change it. Once he learned Rebbe and then Ben Azai, he just left it in that order. He didn't change the order. Rashi, fifth wide line. Lefi, Vaisa Shgura Befi HaTamidim Kach. All of his students already knew the Mishnah, the Braisa, whatever, by heart. And Shagirsa Shgura Bepeh, Kasha L'Shanosa V'Lachzar U'Lagarsa B'Lashan Acher. Right, once you have what's Girsa Yankasar, you've already learned something well, it's hard to change it. I once spoke to an expert Bal Kore, and he said the hardest Parsha that he has in laning is his Bar Mitzvah Parsha. That's the hardest one? He says, yeah, because he knows that one by heart, and all the mistakes and the things that are not so perfect are so ingrained, so to be Mishana that, so that's harder. That's exactly what it said. Once something is learned, We can't quote this without quoting the Tosfos Yontif in Arachin, which we like to quote whenever this type of idea comes up. He explains there in the fourth parak the concept of chisura mechsura, right, and other type of thoughts like that. Just change the Mishnah. Why do you have to leave it in such an oblique, ambiguous way? Oh, chisura mechsura. So he explains there based on this idea. Because once the Mishnayos were studied and learned by heart even, and even sung, as the Gemara says in Megillah, so it was very hard to undo that. That's how it should be understood. But to change the actual Girsan, to change all the sing songs, and to change everything that they already knew, so that would be very hard. And he says, Vishmorze, Degam Imrov Pa'amim Munachim Peninim Yikarim Bishini Lashon Atana. Even in the way it's written, a lot of times there are secrets and nuggets that we could glean from it. But he says, Me'ikra Din, it's the first, I'm sorry, not the Tosfos Yontif, the Tiferes Yisrael, in the beginning of the fourth paragraph of Arachid, if you've never seen it, it's a Kedai, Tiferes Yisrael, to see. He says, Kol zeh kedei lachazek ha-mishnah b'koach ha-zikaron. Mitav yishonim mishnayis ba'peh, nizkar heitev lishnah d'masisan by al yidei ha-nigun, by singing it. So again, that's exactly what Rashi is emphasizing here as well. Okay, let's continue. Amar Ula. So now we continue. Hakol modim belashon. Now we're talking about a tongue in other areas. Hakol modim belashon. Everybody agrees by the tongue. Linyin tumah degalui hu eitz lasheretz. a sheretz, one of the eight shrots that makes you tamei, only if they touch an open part of your body. So the tongue is for sure considered open regarding becoming tamei. My taima, asher yigavo amarachmana, v'hainami bar negiyahu. Fine. Lenin tevila ketamadami. But for sure, when you're becoming tahar, it's considered hidden, meaning your tongue doesn't have to get wet when you are becoming tahar. My time of rachat bisaroba maimam rachmana, ma bisaro me avroi, flesh that is outside, afko me avroi, lo nechlugu elenin hazah. The machlokas is the paraduma water that has to be sprinkled on the person, is the tongue considered nika or not? That's the machlokas. Regarding tuma, it's for sure galui. Regarding tara, it's for sure tamun. What about hazah? Rebbe medami lehu tuma, v'rabbanan medami lehu letvila. They each compare it to something else, v'shravayo b'ikraka miflagi, and the machlokas is based on this pasuk. V'hiza hazohar hatar ala tamei, the Tahar Kohen sprinkles the ashes of the Paraduma onto the Tamei Vagomer, Rebbe Savar, this is the Pasuk, V'hiza Hatar Ala Tamei, Bayom HaShlishi V'yom HaShvi'i V'chit'o. Rashi says, you take the words Tamei, right, which is, the tongue is called revealed, V'chit'o is he sprinkling on it. So, sprinkling has the same halachas as becoming Tamei. Becoming Tamei, tongue is revealed, sprinkling, the tongue is revealed. Rabban and Savri, no. V'chit'o b'yom ha'shvi, v'chibes b'gadav, rachatz b'mayim. You compare the v'chit'o to what's after it, to the rachitza, to the tara. So it's considered hidden. V'rabban and Ami nedam yilutuma. Why do the Rabban and not compare it to the tuma? Tara mitara, havel lamela. Of course, misvara. Hazaa and tara are more similar. They're both going in the same direction. And that's why they compare it in that way. The Rebbe Nadami Latvila. Why doesn't Rebbe compare it to the Tvila to say it is considered Tamun? V'chibes begadav, hifsik ho'inyan. In the pasuk we just read, before the words Barachatz Bamayim, which are the two words that the Rabbanan compare it to, before that it has V'chibes begadav. So that's mafsik. Between the Chitui and the Rechitza, and that's why he doesn't compare it in that way. Period. V'sava Rebbe Linyan Tvila ketamun dami. So one second. Rebbe holds regarding Tvila, the tug is considered hidden. V'yama Rav and Amar Rav Ada, Amar Rav Yitzchak. But what about Maisa v'shivcha shobeis Rebbe, shetavla v'alsa? She went to the mikvah, and after she came out of the mikvah, v'nimsa etzem bein shineha, there was a tooth stuck between her teeth, v'yitzricha Rebbe, tvila acheres. So you see, teeth, tongues, all the same thing. So you see, isn't it called revealed? So Gemara says, no. Nehidah b'yasmayim lo b'inon. Makom haro'i lovo b'mayim b'inon. You need the potential. It's only considered ro'i lo b'yasmayim, but it does not actually need b'yasmayim, because the Rebbe Zeira, like the famous halacha of Rebbe Zeira. Dom Rebbe Zeira, kol haro'i labila, as long as, in Hilchas Menachas, the flour and the oil are mixable, so then you don't have to mix them. Kala roi labila, based on the ratios. Ein bila ma'akevesbo. V'she'eno roi labila, but it is not roi labila, bila ma'akevesbo, then the bila would be ma'akev. So Rebbe holds it is considered tamun. It just has to have ro'ui labias mayim. When do you know whether it actually needs it? When do you know that it just has to have ro'ui? The Tosas here discusses, this is the Tosas that goes over to Amud Beis. Tosas in the Hemshech on Amud Beis, he asked this question by the 10th line in Tosfos. Umi Yukasha, my time of Dera'ui, Ishana Akasa Balayla La'akev Liboy Balayla Mamish, Vilo Shana Filu Roy Loliboy, asking in another context. But basically, how do you know when you just need the potential or you have to actually have it? Answers Tosfos. V'yesh lomar devani shvadai shana akasav balul kama pa'amim, avalo kasav balashon tzivui, u balalta.
There's no Lashon Sivu used, and you shall mix. It just says, and it is mixed. So Tosfos says that's how you know. That it's Roi Labias Mayim, you only need the potential. You don't have to do it because you don't use a Lashon Sivu. Good. Tosfos also, not here, but Tosfos also discusses, why is there a Lachadchila for Roi Labias Mayim? Right, is there a Lachadchila for a person to keep their mouth open in the mikvah? No. Why not? Why isn't there a lechadchila? You might say, okay, but the Eved doesn't have to. So Tosfos in Nida, we've quoted this before, Tosfos in Nida, Daf Samach, Vav Amud Beis, Tosfos says, you can never have a lechadchila and be the Eved by a matir. You can have it by a mitzvah. So for example, chalitza. There are ways to do chalitza with all the ingredients, and if you leave some out, it also could work. The Mishnah Yevamos describes. But that's by a mitzvah. Or the Gemara talks about Moti Shemra, Mishnah in Ksubis, right? The Pesach Beisavia, Elul Mitzvah, the language used in the fourth parak in Ksubis. But by a matir, you either have to do it, or you not do it. That's matir. So Tosa says, "Look, pida Torah elashitar adam ve'elomer de lachanchila liboy kiva de b'diavet tor lachanchila nami lo loboy v'tal lo tefila avo bila u'mikra bikurim ve'chalitza mitzvos denu hilkach lachanchila levit by bila or mikra bikurim chalitza. Those are mitzvos. They're not just matirim. So that's why you can have a lachanchila there. But if you have a matir, so then you can't have a lachanchila b'diavet. Right? That, where does this come up? Shchita. We know Shchita is shechting rove of the two simanim. Is there a lachanchila to check the entire simon? The Ragat Shavar, I think, talks about that. Right? That's a nafkamina. Whether it's a mitzvah or a shchita is a mitzvah also, besides being a matir. Get, is a huge topic, as we know. Tomas Beis Astarim and the laws of chalitza. But we have to leave it for now. Let's continue. Kitanoi, getting back to the earlier sugya, the issue whether Sirus Beitzim is a mum shebegalui is really a machlokas tanoim that we learn from Hilchas Balmum. Umach v'kasus v'nasuk v'karus, the pasuk in Vayikra that describes the mumin, kulan bebeitzim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says all of those, whether they're caught or crushed or turned, all of those are bebeitzim. Bebeitzim below begid, not in the gid, not in the Eber HaZachar, ela kulanat bebeitzim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says even in the beitzim, that's also considered a mum shebegalui. Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov omer kulan begid, no, only in the gid, so that's the machlokas tanoim. And Rabbi Yossi omer he's mechalik, moch v'kasus different type of mutilations describing the Baal Mum. Okay, Rabosai, we have finished Avadim. So, part one of the parak was about marriage. Part two of the parak was about Avadim, going from Daf Yudalid, Eved Ivri, Chav Beis, Eved Kenani, and now Chav Hei, animals. And then we get to property. Right, this is all the Kinyanim. And then we have Daf Chav Tes, we have expanding about general mitzvahs. Again, over the next week and a half, as we're not going to have the live shiur, but it's unreal dafim. Unbelievable. These dafim, chavtez, lamelah, we're going to come back by the Shem later on in the parak, lamed vav, lamed zayin area, but again, all these dafim are jam-packed. So, let's just do what we can do now, right now, starting off with the animals. Behema gaza, nikneh b'mesira. A large animal is nikneh with mesira. What does that mean? Rashi says the Bailim give over the reins of the animal to the buyer. Give over the reins. Tosfos says you don't even need that. He just gives him rights to take the reins. Doesn't even have to give him actually the reins. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Vahadaka bahadba. And the little animals, goats and those types of animals, bahadba, you got to lift it up. Dei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Eliezer. Rashi explains Ramein Rabbi Elazar, not Meshicha. Pulling the animal, neither, right? Gasa, in Gasa and Daka, they both reject Meshicha. The Chachamim Omrim, no. Behem Adaka, Nikneh B'Meshicha. A smaller animal can't be pulled B'Meshicha. Good. Also, two Kinyanim that work that are not mentioned in the Mishnah, Kinyan Chalipin and Kinyan Chatzer. Both of those would work by animals too, but these are unique to these animals. Darash Rav, Bikim Chonya, Behem Agasa, Nikneh B'Meshicha. Rav says, Behem Agasa, a large animal you can just pull. Ashkachinu Shmuel, Talmidei the Rav. Shmuel found Rav's Talmidim, Amaluhu. Miyama Rav, Behem Agasa, Nikneh B'Meshicha. Did he really say that? Fohanan b'mesiritznan. Our Mishnah says mesira. You have to give over the reins, not meshicha. V'rav nami b'mesira amar. And Rav agreed to that. So the Talmidim of Rav answered, Hader, I'm sorry, first Shmuel continued, Hader me'ahi? Was he chozerbo? Did he retract his statement? So the Talmidim say yes. Hudam raki aitana. He found a different brisa that he supports. Titanya v'chacha b'momrim. Zu v'zu nikneis b'meshicha. Both Gasa and Dakta, if you pull them, b'meshicha, that would work. Rabbi Shimon Omer Zubazu Bagba, and Rabbi Shimon says both Bahagba. And therefore, Rav would hold like this opinion. Maskevla Rav Yosef, Elameata, Rabbi Shimon requires you to lift up all animals. So what do you do by an elephant? Peel, it's a classic question. Peel Rabbi Shimon b'mayikne. According to Rabbi Shimon, they have to lift up an animal. How are you cone an elephant? So the Gemara asks, but the Rashba says, why not Meshicha? What's wrong with Mashiach? So the Rashba says it must be that Reb Shimon holds that Hagbah is better than Mashiach. And therefore, when all of these Tanoim lifts off Kinyanim, this is the minimum requirement. That's what we don't have time to go through with it now, but this Tosfos here and all the other Rishonim discuss, each Tana has his own hierarchy about which Kinyanim are stronger than others, which are better Haraz Bailas. That's an old Tanoim can argue, because you could see lifting something up actually, that's really Haraz Bailas. Pulling something is more normal, what you do with an animal. Each Kinyan has its own unique element. Either way, so how do you lift up an animal? How do you lift up an elephant? So Gemara gives three answers. Amar le abaya b'chalipin. You're right. But he'll agree kinyan chalipin works. By an elephant, meaning just this symbolic giving over a handkerchief or something. Inami b'sokres makomo, or kinyan chatzer. Right, hiring out the spot. Rebbe Zera Amar, maybe arba kelim u'manicha tachas raglav. Bring four pails that the elephant can step in. And he'll step into the pails of the lokeach. Says the Gemara. What we had back in Gittin. Shemas mina kelev shal lokeach, parashus mocher kana lokeach. Does this shed light on that Shas topic? That if you have the kelem of a buyer in the rishus of the seller, that the buyer, it works, kana lokeach? So here, the elephant's in the kelem? So the guy says, no. Hacha not mayas, kina besimta. No, we're talking about it's in an alleyway. So it's not in rishus arabim, or rishus ayachid. That's why it can work, it's not rishus mocher. Or inami bechavilez muros. Or we're talking about chavilez muros, vines, piles of vines. What does that mean? Rashi explains. Piles of vines that are three tfachim off the ground. And the elephant goes on them, which is considered a kinyan hagbah. Right? Because it's no longer lovewood. It goes out of the three tfachim from the ground. Tosis quotes that according to Rabbeinu Tam, elsewhere, kinyan hagbah only needs one tefach. Not three tefachim. So why here? So it must be that the chavilas words would only be one tefach thick. And then the Tosfos talks about why does it say zmoros? Why not rocks? Right? Wouldn't that be better? So he says, oh, maybe zmoros because that's animal, that's elephant fodder. Right? Elephants eat chavilas moros, so this is what you would put near an elephant. Then the Tosfos discusses, what if the elephant jumps up to eat the something? So would that be good enough for a hagbah? Anyway, fascinating discussions about kinyanim related to elephants and related to all different types of inyanim. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And again, there's a tremendous amount, as we know, to talk about in all of these dafim. The secret of kinyanim, as we said, two words, haraz bailas. That's the secret of all kinyanim. So depending on the item, depending on the maisa that one is doing, they all have to come to this secret of what's the best haraz bailas. And then tomorrow's daf gets into karka and metaltolin and chalipin comes up and all of this. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, again, we will continue in a week and a half or so. Again, every daf will be put up. I gave next Monday's daf already, so I'm going to upload it. And enjoy these dafim, and Hashem will pick up in a couple week and a half or so. Okay, we'll stop here.